Well, in terms of the people that I was interviewing, which was not a young group of people, they actually experienced liturgy as an occasion for mystical experience. And actually, this was a kind of common expectation for centuries. So the expectation that we should be entertained at liturgy maybe is not valid. And perhaps liturgically we haven't discovered how to enculturate enough so that we actually have celebrations that connect people of all generations to the God experience. Then liturgy is meant to do that.
People may have an experience of good liturgy. They may have an experience of prayer. How do they know it's an experience of God and not just an emotional high or a feeling of peace? How do we say, well, that is a God experience or a mystical experience as opposed to a good psychological experience?
I think people begin to develop a discrimination to know when they can't account for what has happened. So I think I would always say that a mystical experience is, I know I didn't do this. I know I couldn't have created this. Out of my wildest imagination, I could not be so overcome with awe if I weren't in communication with God in and through this symbol or in and through this service. So I think when the effects on us are more than we can account for, it may well be God. We can never be totally sure. But it's often the depth of the change in us or the intensity of the change in us that is a signal that we are in communication with more than just our own selves.
Playing devil's advocate here,
yes.
Could one not say the same of going to an art gallery and being overwhelmed by a wonderful painting or hearing a wonderful poem that may not... You know, may even come from the writing of a poet who is an atheist. I'm interested in how we say that that is more than just an aesthetic or emotional or uplifting, transcendent experience and move it into the realm of saying it is an experience of God.
Well, I think all transcendent experiences are related to God. So the aesthetic experience is very close to mystical experience. I think people have to have had both experiences to be able to tell them apart. If some people in our very secularized environment may only have had aesthetic experience, and that may eventually open them to yet another deeper level of experience.
Can the person themselves know, or is it necessary that there is some kind of spiritual midwifery going on, that a spiritual director can help people to discern what experiences they are having? And particularly then also if you go into the level of where people maybe hear voices, you can hear voices and be psychologically very unwell. Can you hear voices and can it be a genuine experience of God, and how does one differentiate?
Mm-hmm. Let me do the hearing voices. I was surprised in my own research when I was trying to explore the kinds of mediated experiences of God that people were having. And half the people I interviewed referred to me by spiritual directors as being relatively healthy and having a developed spiritual life, heard voices. And I actually wrote an article on it, published by Studies in Spirituality, Contemporary Locutionary Phenomenon. So people might want to look at that to see how that played out. People are most afraid that voices are a symptom of schizophrenia and are often very uncomfortable even having them because of the way psychology has treated it. There's some very sophisticated psychological work that differentiates between mystical experiences, especially voices, and psychotic states. And actually, the experience itself, while you're having it, cannot be distinguished, but the effects afterwards can be distinguished. So people who are having psychotic experiences are experiencing a certain kind of fragmentation of ego or disintegration. People who are having mystical experiences may feel kind of, they'd say, blown away, but they're perfectly functional when the experience is over. So the traditional criteria is, what are the effects? And in that article on the voices part, I discovered that people receiving guidance, that there was an important communication that was happening that was helpful to them at the time.